And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. You're ready to continue?
Yes, thank you.
So we are in agreement that everything that you are living in any moment in time is a vibrational indicator?
Yes.
And sometimes your vibrational indicator shows you evidence of more alignment and sometimes less alignment, but the chronic condition is an indication that there is some room for improvement in your vibrational alignment, yes?
Yes.
Do you think that you have figured out how to offer your vibrational alignment or your vibrational offering all at once, or do you think it's something that you've been picking up as you've been going along?
That's a good question, because I don't know actually if what I interpreted that it was the cause of my illness is actually what it causes, or it's something else that I got.
Well, here's the thing. It's like saying, how does the water come out of the faucet? And someone says, well, you just turn the knob and there's the water. And that is accurate. The water does come in that way. But there's more to the story than just the faucet. There's so much more to the story of how the water gets there. And so we're not suggesting that there are not evidences that are indications. We're just saying that as you go back, there is always a vibrational discord or a vibrational contradiction that is at the root of all conditions such as what you are living. In other words, until you accept that it is a vibrational thing that you can do something about, then things can't improve. In other words, if you accept that there is a woman who had pain in her body said, how can I find positive thoughts when I'm in pain? And we said, you have to separate the physical discomfort or the physical condition from your emotional response to it. So you could say, I've just got, and you said it to us already. You said, when I am in more stress, my symptoms are greater. So we say, your symptoms are greater to show you that there is greater stress. So if you can realize that behind those symptoms, there is emotion that will also show it to you. And when you accept that your emotions will show you and you start allowing your emotions to show it to you, then there will be no need for the greater symptom to be there because the emotions will be doing the job that they are there to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So what do you think is the predominant basis of stress? Now, it's been going on for a while. How long have you had this diagnosis?
Since 2003. But the circumstances have changed completely in my life since that time.
So you're saying to us that there is less stress now in your life than then?
Yes, absolutely.
And we want to say, and if you hear this, this will be the biggest piece of this for you. The stress that you feel in your life at this time is not enough